Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Hey, Max is joining us on this Monday Max time here on Second Date Update. Max, let's hop right to it. Tell us what is going on with Jenny. How is she? Have you heard from her over the weekend?
Oh, man. Hopefully you guys can tell me. She's been MIA for like 2 weeks now.
Oh, dang. Sorry. Okay, well, we're going to give her a ring, obviously. Before we do that, you know, how did your date go? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it was so fun. We met for coffee. We talked about the worst dates we recently
had. Okay. Was that funny or like was more terrifying? Who had the better stories?
Oh, it was both. I think I won. I was supposed to go out with a girl who canceled on me because last minute her cat didn't want her to leave the house.
Oh, sure. Some separation cat anxiety.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
Maybe she'll call us on Second Date Update about you. We'll be calling you on Second Date Update. So did you and Jenny, you obviously got along. If you want to see her again, you obviously felt good about it, Max.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, we laughed a lot. We even talked about going to a movie for our second date.
Oh, good. So like you ended the date with the conversation about moving to another one, maybe.
Or did that happen just occur during the conversation?
No, that happened like toward the end of the date.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All
cool.
Right. Anything we should know about before we call Jenny, Max? Anything we should know? Is there anything else you're leaving out or we should know about?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's so cute. She's really fun. I want to see her again. Also, there's a lot of emoji text that I sent her, but that was just a joke.
All emoji text,
not
but it was a joke.
Or anything? Yeah. Not, you know, inappropriate?
No. Okay. No, nothing like that. Okay. I was inviting her to a movie without using words.
Well, let's call her and see if she picked up on that.
I love the emoji-only text. You know that.
See where Jenny stands on seeing you again, Max. So hopefully get some answers. At least come back 3 minutes away. So you stay right there. It's Thunder and PT, and this is Second Date Update on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Our listener Max was under the impression his first date with Jenny went really well, but did he foreshadow what possibly went wrong and why Jenny isn't returning his messages?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's so cute. She's really fun. I want to see her again. Also, there's a lot of emoji text that I sent her, but that was just a joke.
All right, was Jenny in on that joke, or was there something there that was inappropriate, and is that the reason why Jenny isn't getting back to Max for a second date?
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Jenny, please?
Yeah, don't make me regret picking up, though.
Yeah, no. And nothing's wrong here, Jenny, but it's a little unusual, perhaps. And it's not a sales call or anything like that. But I got to tell you right up front, you're on the radio this morning with Thunder and PT. That's us. And we're calling you this morning from 102.9 The Wolf. And we're calling you this morning on this Monday because one of our listeners is really into you, I guess. Would love to see you again. You've already been out on a first date with them.
Really? Who is it?
Okay, so we heard from Max about your coffee date a couple of weeks ago, and he told us that he enjoyed his time with you.
He kind of wants to see you again, basically.
Yeah, so we're just calling to see if you would say the same about that date.
Nope.
Okay, why is that?
We had a good time. Like, we had a great time, and I felt like we clicked, but...
What's going on?
As we were leaving, I tripped over the table leg and I bit the dust.
Okay. But like, you're okay, right?
It hurt my knee a little, but I mean, really, it just hurt my ego.
And
a
like,
lot.
Did you fall like on your knees or your face or what?
Yeah, I like fell flat on my face.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I got to tell you, Jenny, right up front, I mean, Max, when we talked to him, he didn't mention anything about this.
I'm actually kind of surprised he didn't, because you would have think, I mean, seems like that was a big part of the date.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously
or
for you.
Or something that happened, yeah.
Well, it was a big deal for me, but the other big deal was, like, he just stood there laughing at me.
Wait, what?
Like, yeah, stood over you and laughed?
It didn't help?
Right. Like, a guy from another table came over and helped me up.
And I thanked him for that. Oh, my God.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Jenny, that other voice you
Max.
Heard, I thought we had Max. We did talk to Max, as I told you, but I thought I had him on hold. But he's been listening in on the other line. Max, Jenny, are you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so Max, what are you?
I was, like, shocked.
Yeah, okay. Max, what were you, and bear with us, Jenny, for a second. Max, what were you thinking?
Guys, seriously, if you had seen the look on her face, you would have laughed too.
I mean, Max, that's why I never got back to you.
Oh, come on, Jenny. It's not like you were really hurt or anything.
That
seriously.
Is not the point.
But...
Max, I gotta be honest. I feel like I'm with Jenny here on this one.
You
I mean,
just,
like
you just stood there and didn't
say, it like help? That's
oh
like an
God.
Opportunity.
Are
to
you
be
okay? Are you
thankful.
Okay? I mean, that's on. You know, obviously, no way to behave when anyone hurts themselves. You know, I mean, maybe if you like, I get into those YouTube videos, like people fall.
Yeah, like just people
but
randomly.
But not on a date.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
I would. Jenny, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I really am. But it was just so exaggerated. It was like happening in slow motion. It was just, I can't even describe it to you. It was like absurdly exaggerated.
So were you just in like a state of shock and paralyzed? Or you just are enjoying it? Can't you see how laughing at this would come across as rude and hurtful?
I do. But at the time, I swear, I didn't think it was like a big deal. And I do apologize. And Jenny, I'm really sorry. Can we please leave that in the past?
I'm happy to leave it in the past. That's fine.
Okay, awesome. So, like, how would you feel about going to the movies this weekend?
No. I don't think you understand. I left you in the past. Like, this is, we're done. Goodbye. Good luck.
I mean, Max, dude, I'll be honest. I can't.
Yeah.
It seems weird that on a date in that type of setting, even maybe like at the very beginning, it's like, oh, my, you know, that's hilarious, whatever. But like, you got to
know, even
like,
if you know she's not hurt, you got to do
that. Yeah.
Right. Chivalry is not, it's not even chivalry. It's the human
that's
thing
just,
to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that isn't chivalrous. That's just like helping somebody.
You
guys, you should have seen it, though.
What?
Okay, but
I don't think you're getting it, man.
You understand that she could have been. I mean, it's not that she was hurt, but she was so embarrassed, and you have to feel for. I mean, on a date, you want to kind of feel for the other person, show some empathy. At least,
no, I totally get that. But like again, like her arms are flailing. She looked like Goofy from the Mickey Mouse thing. Like, it was like hilarious.
Okay. All right, okay.
Yeah,
but you said
you only can say that like when she says that same thing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so she falls, and then it's like,
and now that you're,
oh
now
my
you're,
gosh, okay. Are you okay? And then you, once she's okay, then you go, oh my God, you should have
exactly.
seen
you
yourself.
You got to make it a big deal. Like,
then
make it
she's
a big,
laughing about it too. Like,
right, and then she can go, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed and
now
say, don't
she's
be.
Laughing with you not or
well,
you're
laughing
with,
at her at
yeah
him,
but you're laughing with her not at her then
well, and the
situation.
Thing now Max is that you were kind of apologizing to get her just to a second date but in reality you still feel like it was pretty funny.
Oh my God guys, it was so
oh
hilarious.
My God, all right, we're not getting through to this guy. All right, okay, listen, I know. All right,
man, yeah.
Max, no listen,
love
I appreciate
ya.
Thank you for listening to the show but you know what. Don't call us again to be on
second date update.
Seriously. All right. As always, we invite your opinion. Were we too tough on Max?
No, we weren't.
Well, we're just asking.
Be human.
Maybe Jenny could have laughed at herself a little bit more in that case, and maybe she was taking herself too seriously. What do you think? 651-989-1029. Thunder and PT is our second date update.
Jack makes good whiskey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.